67 degrees at 204. This is WHYY News in Philadelphia. I'm Kenneth Burns. Three men have been charged with the murder of a detective with the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office. NJ Advanced Media reports that 29-year-old Nyshawn Mutcherson, 31-year-old Jared Brown, and 32-year-old Richard Hawkins Willis are accused of shooting Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley during an October 15th home invasion at her residence. Investigators revealed Monday that Mosley put up a fight and shot Mutcherson in the chest before dying on the scene from multiple gunshot wounds. A fourth person, 38-year-old Cynthia Pimentel, is accused of hiding the getaway vehicle at a Philadelphia garage. The Cape May County Prosecutor's Office is leading the investigation. They have not said whether Mosley was the target of the attack because of her job or if it was an attack at random. Hankin Group, developer of Kiva Flats in Exton, wants to reduce flooding and erosion on its property, where the Lionville Run stream cuts across the 19 acres. The developer wants to widen and flatten the stream channel and plant native vegetation, slowing down the water flow and controlling sediment. Virginia Smith is an environmental engineer professor at Villanova.
If you continue to develop within the watershed, more mitigation projects will be needed because you have to have somewhere for that water to go. And when you don't, it'll continue to degrade streams. What you might see is slope failures. You can also see the floodplains becoming more and more expansive.
She adds, with intense rainfall projected in the coming years due to climate change, the amount of runoff going into nearby streams will increase the risk of flooding. A new musical about the Obama years in the White House is in Philly this week. 44 is an affectionately satirical look back, but not necessarily an accurate one. T.J. Wilkins plays the former president and says the show takes liberties with the facts and as it hits the major events of that era.
Partisan politics, race, the mass shootings, and, you know, different things that happened during that presidency, which kind of shaped history. But we're not quite telling a true story because this is a satire, but we are telling the truth.
It's at the Suzanne Roberts Theater through Sunday.
Support for